From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. 9 students and 1 teacher are dead after a mass shooting in the U.S. state of Texas Friday. Gunfire wounded at least 13 people, with 2 in critical condition. The 17-year-old student who authorities said carried out the shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, was, quote, weirdly non-emotional on the morning after the rampage. That's according to one of his lawyers Saturday. The teenager, who is identified by law enforcement as Demetrios Pagor, has been charged with capital murder. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a vigil on Friday night.
We're going to be here every day until we ensure that Santa Fe Independent School District and this school are put back in place and normalcy is returned to your schools and safety is returned to your schools.
Police say there were no major indications that the suspect was planning the attack, and he apparently had no criminal history. Rapidly flowing lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano isolated a group of about 40 homes in a rural subdivision, forcing the rescue of at least 4 people Friday by county and National Guard helicopters. The rescue came one day after the volcano erupted on the island of Hawaii, thrusting large plumes of ash kilometers into the air. Here's U.S. Geological Survey scientist Michelle Coombs on what expectations are for future eruptions.
It's probably going to be continuing to wax and wane over the foreseeable future. It's a very dynamic system, both down at the rift zone and then up at the summit. So we expect activity to get stronger and weaker, and we'll just keep watching and see what happens.
And this is VOA News.